السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, last night I mentioned a few things in the majlis, that if you have to look at the situation around the globe, we all know that the Muslim Ummah is being troubled, being harassed, and especially at present in Palestine, whatever is happening is not unknown to you. The flotilla and the commandos boarding and the loss of lives, or we will say the shahadat of some of them, and those so-called superpowers of the world saying nothing or very little. Now these are things that we all are faced with. And anything that happens to any ummati around the globe is our concern. However, I mentioned last night that if you have to look at the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we will find that in his presence, whilst he was present, not that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was absent or he was not amongst them, he was amongst them. In the battle of Uhud, 70 companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became martyred and shaheed, amongst whom was Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. And we know what was the state of the body of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, that his nose had been cut, his ear was cut, his chest had been sliced, his heart and liver had been removed. That is the kind of outward condition of that body. Many, many other sahabas, if we had to look at the bodies, we would say it was a very, very pitiable state. However, these people were given the glad tidings of shahadat, martyrdom. And Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was called Sayyidu Shuhada. So I mentioned this before also, that we do not look at the outside condition. We look at what is the status of the person in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the lesson that we take from there is that whether it was the battle of Uhud or whether it was other battles that took place, there was loss of life. These people became shaheed. In the Quran Sharif it has been mentioned, أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. The four categories on whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's in'am, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's blessings. One is the category of the shuhada. So there's going to be always shuhada throughout the history. What happened in the past is going to happen in the future. So as far as those people who lost their lives in the defense of Islam, or in the propagation of the deen of Islam, or in the defense of the sacred places of Islam, whether it is the Haramain, Sharifain or Masjid al-Aqsa, they are all sacred. Or even if the person has to, in the defense of his local masjid, or any other symbol of Islam, if he becomes shaheed, then we will say that that is a great status. We won't say that everybody must just become shaheed. But if somebody, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's will, he used all the means for defense, but in spite of that he became shaheed, then that is a great honor. However, what we do learn also from whatever is happening at present is that the Muslims have got nobody as their true and real friends, which unfortunately we haven't realized up till now. The true friend of a Muslim is the one whose ideology is also that of the Quran and the Sunnah. If he doesn't believe in that, then outward relationship will have good relationship with everybody. We will deal in an honest and truthful manner with everybody. But to make them bosom pals and friends, throughout history we have seen how people have suffered because of this weakness of trusting those who are enemies. Look at Russia, whomsoever they befriended, whichever Muslim country they befriended, finally what was the outcome? Look at their friendship with Misr or Egypt at that time, in the time of Jamal Abdul Nasser, and what was the outcome after that? The same if you have to look at the British, whomsoever they befriended, what was the end result and consequence? Look at France and look at the ban on the burqa and niqab and everything else that's happening. The whole Arab world cannot say anything or do anything, yet they were fully supported. Take America itself, they were surviving and they are still surviving on all the Arab money that is there in their banks. If they had to withdraw that money, look at that in 1967 when they just tightened the screws a little bit on the oil and what happened. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us lessons. Look at Iran, whatever they may be, majority Shias and everything else. But in a very recent newspaper there in Jeddah, it was stated that now Iran is saying that we don't know whether to call you our friend or our enemy. Iran is saying to Russia that after what you have done, they're referring to those incidents that took place recently, they said now we do not know whether to trust you as a friend or to consider you as an enemy, after having given all the secrets to Russia. In this whole issue of Palestine also, who does not know what the Americans are doing? Bahrain, they're expanding their bases there. In Bahrain, they're expanding their bases. Qatar, look at the base there. Look at in other Muslim countries, the bases there. Now, all these things are happening, and then we are saying we want help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we will definitely cry, we will make dua, we will help and assist, and we'll ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for His help and assistance for the liberation of Aqsa and for the protection of all other sacred places and Muslim symbols. However, at the same time we have to see that what is our condition? Have we taken any lessons from it? So the lessons we have taken is this, that last week they raided, I mentioned this last night, last week they raided the coffee shops in Jeddah because they were getting a lot of information of the happenings in these coffee shops. So when they raided the coffee shops, there were a large number of girls and boys, some of them were truanting the universities or schools, whatever it was. And there were huge screens on which they were showing porn films, the filthy naked films in Jeddah. So they raided those. A number of people were arrested. Brothels in Jeddah. Liquor is flowing, coming from different places and reaching high society there in different provinces of Saudi Arabia. And to top it all, besides everything else that's happening, to top it all, there was an article where a truck loaded with more than a million drugs, million tablets, more than that, truck full, and it was heading for where? For Makkah Sharif. It was loaded in Jordan and came into Makkah on the borders, and after that, of course, whatever happened, happened. But the fact is that this million plus was something that they found in that truck. What about the other millions that already came inside? Where? Not in Paris, not in London, not in Durban or Johannesburg or Cape Town, heading inside Makkah Sharif. So if there are no buyers there, what will they do with all those tablets there? If there are no buyers, they will So we can see what the plans of the enemies are, what the scheming is and what the plotting is, that destroy the moral fiber, destroy the youth who are the flowers of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallah, I'm telling you, we are dealing with so many young boys here locally who have been diagnosed to be suffering from AIDS, HIV. Young boys. How it hurts, how it pains that these flowers of Islam, which could have bloomed and one day could have become the Ghazalis of the time, or become a good scientist in the Muslim Ummah, a good Muslim scientist, a good Muslim doctor, a good Muslim physician, a good Muslim inventor, or he could have become an alim or a mufti or a qari, but he's destroyed his life by visiting these prostitutes. So whether it is in our country or in other parts of the world, it is a very, very sad situation. Dekh ke dil kabab hai, says Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, Dunya ka ajeeb haal hai. Kehte hai ab sawab hai sood mein aur qimar mein. And when looking at all these conditions, he says, the hearts of the awliya, the hearts of the Allah walas, we are not in that category. He says, they become like kabab. How will you fry it? Or bright over the fire. That is how it becomes. So this is the situation. Now we are not saying that everybody is like that. I am not suggesting for 1 minute. All I am saying is that we have to be realistic. We have to understand. In Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyiba, it is because of the rahmat that descends there. It is because of the du'as of the people that are making tawaf and making salat and salam at the Rosa Mubarak, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is being rahmatul lil alameen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's house, being in Makkah Mukarrama, and all the other rahmat and barakat, that the azab is being held back, otherwise the system is exactly the same of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that good actions will bring good reaction, and bad deeds and actions will bring about destruction. That is, look at the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's Hadith Sharif, the gist of which, we don't have the time to go into any details. The gist of which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And you have heard it many times from different speakers. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned 5 things. I'm giving you the gist of it. And he said, when the ummah will engage in these 5 things, and he addressed the muhajireen and he said, I seek refuge in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That you should get involved. Of course, they were not going to get caught up. It was for us. And he mentioned what is going to be the result. What is going to be the result? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that when the ummah is going to engage, or when people, the communities are going to engage in zina, in obscenity, in shamelessness. In other words, all the kind of haram that nowadays we are engaging in openly. Then what will happen is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause such kind of diseases to become prevalent in that society which was never heard of before. Look at the different kinds of diseases. We're not talking about the common ailments. We're talking about diseases for which they say there is no cure. Diseases for which they say that there is up till now no medication that has been found. And the moment they find a solution to that one problem, immediately you will find another 100 different kinds of diseases surfacing, which our forefathers never heard of. AIDS and all these type of things were existing in those times. So this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is predicting and foretelling, and there is no question of his prediction being disproved. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's prediction will always be true. There were people even those times, years ago, that used to commit adultery, fornication. We all went through high school life, we know what was happening in those days. However, people were ashamed. They never used to do it openly. At present, our TVs, movies, and these internet sites which are being watched by whole families and groups, they have made people become immune. They say the person becomes immune, that now there's no such thing as where to draw the line. What is modesty and haya? There's no modesty and haya left anymore. So then we have to suffer those consequences. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that when they are going to cheat in weight and measure, I'm giving you the gist, weight and measure. Now this weight and measure is a wide topic. Different things we are cheating in weight and measure. It's not only just on the scale there. There are so many different items in which we are cheating, and in our own lives. It's a subject on which we can talk for hours. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause that community to be involved in starvation, in oppression of the people, and in different kinds of hardship. Now look at the cost of living, we say it is hitting the ceiling. We must not look at a small sample of people that are wealthy and rich. Look at the large scale poverty. Look at the large scale unemployment. Look at the large scale of people who are displaced from their homes and going through different kinds of hardships and difficulties. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that will be the outcome. Then again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that if the people are going to hold back their zakat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will hold back rain. And if it had not been for the animals, Allah ta'ala would not have even given a drop of rain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions the fourth thing, that when they are going to break their covenants and promises and pledges, when that is going to happen, then what is going to happen is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give domination of the kuffar, of the enemies of Islam, and they will rob the people of their wealth, of the properties, of their homes. I'm giving you an explanation. All that will be going. And when the people are going to do, or when they are going to rule against the Quranic injunctions, in their lives, in our lives, when we are going to rule against the Quranic, or we are going to practice against the Quranic injunctions, whether it is our walimas, our marriages, our wasiyats, our wills and inheritance, our estates, just look at it, where are we really practicing? Or our business houses. Now, when that is going to happen, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause the community to have a lot of internal fighting, disputes. Just an explanation, there will be a lot of division, lot of disputes and friction and division in the community. Now, is there any shortage of evidence for these type of things happening in our community? So then what is the solution? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given the solution. So whether it is in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah, or other parts of the world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system operates. We can see the restlessness that is coming. We can see how parents, even in those Mubarak cities, they are complaining of their children being lost totally. No discipline, and how they are misbehaving, and how they are causing tremendous amount of pain for the parents, but the parents are still not taking lessons. So whatever is happening around the globe, it's not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala na'uzu billah has gone to sleep, he doesn't know what is happening. It is all happening with his will. Siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab, jidhar bhi jaun kise mein zakhm e jigar dikhaun, kise mein dard e jigar sunau, something to that effect. As Shah Hakim Muhammad Ahmad sahab, as Shah Hakim Akhtar sahab damat barakatum stated, that siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai ya rab, jidhar bhi jaun, ye duniya wale to bewafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se bekhabar hai, to phir unko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se aahang mein kyun banau. These people, they don't know what is loyalty. What they want is, they're demanding from us to be loyal. You are either with us or not with us. That's all they want. We must be loyal. That means we must give up our cultural lifestyles. We must give up our tradition. We must give up our practices. We must not act and practice on Islamic teachings. We must integrate or disintegrate. Our interaction must be such that there is no sign of Islam left. There's no identity left. Then they will be extremely happy and pleased. But if we want to maintain our identity, Islamic identity, if we want to maintain our Islamic traditions and Islamic culture, and we want to cause our Islamic education to progress, so then that is not acceptable. Look at how hard they are coming down upon madaris, something that was never heard of before. Now you will find in the newspapers of America and Britain and other places, they are talking about madaris, darul ulums, they are talking about those who are becoming ulama. Now what have they had to do with all this in the past? In other words, they don't want anything that will be a sign of progress of Islam and the Muslims. But the sad part is that we ourselves don't want it. So then what do we expect? So we must make a lot of dua that these people, at least they are giving their lives, they are working very, very hard, they are making all the effort, they are sacrificing their life, their wealth, their time for the defense and for the liberation of Masjid Aqsa. And some are becoming shaheed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all the shuhada, the highest of stages in Jannat. And their parents and their relatives and kith and kin and family members, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give them sabr-e jameel, ajr-e azim. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give hidayat to these zalim Yahudis and all those who are supporting the zalim Yahudis. Either Allah ta'ala bless them with Iman and Islam, or otherwise Allah ta'ala must use His elements and His army and His forces, whether it is the rain, the wind, the storms. Look at what the storms are doing. Look at what the ash has done. Look at what the volcanoes are doing. Look at that oil spill. Up till now they can't find a solution. Billions and billions and dollars are going to go and have gone, but they can't find a solution. So do we think that Allah Ta'ala cannot use His forces in these days? The delay is from our side and the side of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If only the ummah comes onto the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, practices upon the Quran and sunnah, brings namaz into their lives, zakat, fasting, hajj, fulfillment of the rights of people, fulfillment of obligations, duties and responsibilities, fulfillment of pledges and contracts, care for the poor, the needy, the destitute, respect for the elderly, which is gone these days, and love and compassion and mercy and kindness for the young. Now when these things will come in the ummah, and thereafter you will just need a little bit of ammunition, a little bit of preparation, and see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat will come. We don't say that there will be no need for any armies and no military preparation, nothing. There will be need for everything. But the help and assistance which will bring victory for the Muslim ummah will come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is what all the Islamic battles show. Whether it is battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandaq, look at all of them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with piety, with righteousness, with a life of taqwa. Bless us and bless the ummah with the best of both worlds and remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and problems of mankind around the globe.